You're listening to The Care to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, streaming and broadcasting
from the Mission, which you can clearly hear in the background.
It's fantastic. The Carnival festivities are going on.
Yeah, which didn't stop you parking right in front.
A lot of feathers, a lot of headdresses, a lot of music, a lot of people.
If you're out and about for Carnival, you're not listening to Radio Valencia. But if you are, swing in by the station. We're at 22nd and Mission.
3222, we have an open door policy. Not every show does.
This is true.
Maldor, what are we going to get into today?
I have no idea. When was the last time? I feel like it's been a month since we did radio.
Yeah, and you showed up today at the studio with a black eye.
And you told me about it because I didn't know.
I said, it just looks like you're in a relationship. How are you?
I just walked into a door.
Okay, copy that. So, true to form... Goodness gracious, there's a lot of stuff going on. Yeah,
it's the Carnival Parade.
True to form, we will do some music that's related to Carnival. We're going to start
you
the
will.
Show. We will. That's in the second set. But we're going to open it up with some stuff about the trades, or at least some songs that are about the trades. Because
why?
We finally finished Apprenticeship. And for those...
We did?
Apprenticeship... Well, you were with me on the whole ride, Maldor. You were with me before I even got this job.
Wow.
You were with me as I was transitioning, quote unquote, from the terrible world of tech and entrepreneurship into being an owned employee.
The bullshit world of tech and entrepreneurship.
Yeah, exactly. I can't be happier, and I'm so proud of all the guys. I'm just so proud of all of us, frankly, and I really like all of us, at least in our class. I wonder if every class feels like they're a little bit special, but I do think we are. I do.
I'm sure you're special.
Special bus opening up. What are we going to do?
Are we just going to launch into it?
Let's just launch into it.
This is Radio Valencia.
.fm. Can't compete.
Coming up at the 2 o'clock hour. Yes. It's another unscripted, unpredictable episode of... The Curated Catastrophe, starring your gorgeous and talented co-hosts, Maldor and Shay from the Bay. Only here on RadioValencia.fm. Every Sunday, broadcasting at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. The self-proclaimed king and queens of slapdashery themselves. They're up next.
And now for something completely different.
This is Maldor's mom. I love listening to Radio Valencia FM. 86.9.
87.9.
Oh. Fuck. On 87.9 Radio Valencia.
We all know what it's like. You've been chasing your dreams. You've been following schemes. You've been stuck in routines. You've been doing your thing just to get to the creep. You do it over and over. Justifying the means, and now the shit starts to sting. Yo, holla at me, G, because it's time to get a trade. It's time to get a trade. It's time to get a trade.
We're not here for it. Pour liquor and beer for it. The dead need revival. I'm repping my gears towards it. I've been a whole catalog repping for years, or it's a total waste of time. The lyrics, my peers for it. While behind the wheel, unreal, I steer snoring. I crash into your party and rock it. That shit was boring. Dangerous with the reckless abandon, the flaming ships. Anglers keep my shit on point like it's a hanger bin. I'm chilling, got financial woes, but still illin'. Every day, all I do is thank Allah I'm living. Forbidden from writing like dentureless old women. My bros know the code, now crime by Bill Clinton. Fuck it, throwin' Joe too, if you know you knew. I'm hanging off the edge like heels and house shoes. Been at it since 91 like the 1,000 points of light. Use your insight, entertain information from the mic. We write to reach the other peeps who think I'm what alike, and those that don't, give them some perspective and delight. Unite is what we need to do tonight or in a week or two. The sooner the better, on my Hakuna Mocheta and Kumbaya. Turn left and drop these bitches off into the fire. Last album we got high, now we getting higher. Straight karate chopping kicks. I got generational dysphoria. Wish to take 86.
You be a doctor, warrior, fighter, actor, teacher, preacher, right. Psychotron, reader. One thing you need for one day that I speak is a motherfucking whack MC. Yo, you could be a doctor, lawyer, fighter, actor, teacher, preacher, psychotron, reader. One thing you need for one day that I speak is a motherfucking whack MC. Yo, maybe wrong. Ever live a rhyme, write a
terror, give a terabyte, deliverer. They terrified and quiver, bruh. Style sicker than monkey COVID-19 pox. Wild spitter fam, bitter like holes in new Nike socks. Buy stock, get paid, get married, and get laid. It's a prototypical old American way. And hey, if you wanna just go get the dough, that's okay. But if you wanna get saved, get a trade.
Shea from the Bay in Maldoror, putting screen doors on local submarines since 2019.
I got water for me in the kitchen.
What up, you guys? My name is Mama Do. We're in the music room. This is called Open Your Eyes.
When the last time you see somebody fit just what you need? Might have been close, but it's just not there. That's not reality. When the last time you see somebody perfect? Oh, please. A sip of water if I'm not your cup of tea.
Tell it to me. Whole lot of flavors in it like a vending machine. Real fine, fine wine like a delicacy. I do this for the underdog. No, who better than me? I've been knocked down. I've been boxed down. I've been bruised. But when you lock some, you bite down. You chew. The crowd roars. You push more. You pull. What would you do? I told these boys I'm an animal. Outside, I can handle you. I told these boys I'm an animal. Don't touch this coat, flammable.
When the last time you seen somebody smile through all this heat? Sing and rap, do this and that, write music week to week. Look, open the eyes, they can see now. Don't blink, don't leave out. Details in a decal. Ooh, all eyes on me now.
That's hip hop. Keep that in. Keep that in.
Paying rent on this storefront space on the gamble that we'd get enough DJs to make rent on the storefront space. And we're in that, like, right, is the gamble going to pay off or is it not phase. So, hey, tell your friends all about Radio Valencia. Say, hey, I heard this asshole the other day on the radio, and you can do a better job than him. You should be on the radio. And then send an email to shows@radiovalencia.fm, and we'll put you on the air. With almost no training whatsoever.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, where the grass is always greener on the other side, because Shea and Maldoror aren't over there fucking things up.
Oh, feels so good to be you. Cause I went out last night.
I'ma get it.
Oh, feels so good to be you. Cause I met someone who wants my love.
Oh, feels so good to be you. So here's a sign if you wanted the truth. I got a magnet of fool. Look, look. Simon over there like, what you coming to do? New school, but I own cat. Mix that new school juice with the third bag. You know that, man, it's going down like four flats. So dip, fly, I'll get in the ride and step inside. I got something to do, something to prove. It's good to be me, feels so good to be you. To the mod, to the end, to the dude, let's go.
Tell me, it's getting spooky, scary. Man, I need
Hear this opening track? You know it's the Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan, one more time, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. Welcome to another episode of The Cure to Catastrophe, sponsored by Gus Buffler for Congress.com. We had a gentleman stop by, John Gus Buffler, who is a rocket scientist, and you know, he's running for Congress, and I was like, are you really out here by yourself? And he was like, yes, I am. And I said, a rocket scientist, please don't get killed.
But you know, I totally believe he's a rocket scientist.
I believe that too.
He seems
rocket scientist-y.
Crazy.
Smart.
Smart, yeah.
He's probably single too, just my type. Opening up the show today, we heard Trade School by Kyle David and Ray Sands. After that, a new artist who I love, Open Your Eyes by Mama Duke. We also heard Feel So Good to Be You by Mama Duke. We heard Bresden. Oh, no, wait. Bresden's Now. Trade School, RadioValencia.fm.
Car hard fit with the tail like I worked the trade. What the hell? Like I worked the car hard fit with the tail like I worked the trade. Hey. Bitch. Car hard fit with the tens like I worked the trade. Sitting courtside like Chuck Mom while she did his braid. I can eyeball a brick, don't get it weighed. No beard, got a baby face, my chain got weighed. It's waves on every chain, an ass on every hoe. Snow on my body, it came out, I won't let it go. Stuffing rags, Columbines, 50 in a leather coat. Bad bitch telling me I'm hot, so she has to blow. You know I got it on me, what you asking for? Steve Nash, Brody up the blick and he's cracked his nose. Yes, you can pull up for a zip, I'm a taxi thong. 3-peat with a bad bitch, we shacking cold. My shooter got a little Michael Jackson phone. Smooth criminal, he got that one Michael Jackson phone.
Shit.
Had to flush some peas, they had to dunk. Just like the beat, she gon' blow me like a saxophone.
Shit,
I bet you hear it now. Fifth Avenue, isolation, I clear it out. Little bitch like the, take the spirit out. Rich white boy, I might buy an Ed Sheeran house. Tim's on, walking on a beat, I stomp. Florida man mad at his bitch cause she chose to chomp. Heard his new tape, all he knows is one. Ain't no way you cuffed a bitch that look like Viola Swan. It ain't no way, cat is jack on, but I ain't so fake. Go. Tryna be bait, I say no. Dirty ass game, rip bank, roll. Shit. It's a dirty ass game. I can fix you for a verse or a turkey bag game. They can put you in a if I. Shit. You won't never see me flexing, ain't incriminating. Lay back with smoking on the Zotti, hyperventilating. One hand on front, I'll give her demonstration. I ain't finna touch no grenades, mic the situation. I'm a telegram right now. Scammer went to school with Kati Wai from Lithuania.
God, this is terrible. I hate this so much. I mean, it's just mumble rap with, I mean, wait, maybe I should buy some cough syrup.
Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where the grass is always greener on the other side, because Shay isn't over there smoking it.
We wouldn't be on brand without a little bit of dead air. Maltrow just smacked himself in the face with the headphones, and he's doubly compromised because he just returned back from Mexico having had dental surgery. He's one of these people. Oh, God, he's doubled over in pain. But then he also hit himself in the face last night.
No, I fell down.
Okay, I didn't want to say that. Well, you said that you walked into a door, but you didn't. So no, I fell down on my
stone steps. And I'd like to thank DJ Metaskeptic for helping me, assisting me with getting home from my DJ gig, which I should not have gone to.
Maldoror.
So the important thing here is that was the bomb. I can't eat solid food because I just had dental surgery.
You're like a cat that's had its teeth extracted.
Well, I'm like an adult who's had his teeth extracted.
That's true. And I just mean you're fussy like a cat.
I can't eat solid food. And consequently, if I drink kind of at all, I get blackout drunk, embarrassingly hammered.
Dude, if you drink, you get black eyes, apparently.
I have a black eye today.
It's presenting only now.
Which is weird. I assume that means my brain is still bleeding.
Cool. Okay.
Anyway, I fell down on my face going up my stairs last night while Metaskeptic was carrying my vinyl. Thank you. Thank you, Darren.
So we have Carnival happening in the neighborhood. Maldoror, do you know anything? You don't. Okay.
Probably not.
Pagan holiday, it precedes the Lenten holiday when everybody's supposed to give these things up, you know, whatever. In the old days...
You mean back when you were a witch?
I might still be a witch. Back in the old days, you know, for Lent, we would give up things like butter or meat or things like this. And so the week-long
fornicating
period...
Fornicating with prostitutes, yeah.
Nobody really ever gives that up. Everybody knows that. But in terms of the food specifically, right, they would typically associate restrictions with... fasting, things like that. But the whole idea behind Carnival, and I was thinking about this, it says, you know, it's a period of kind of like gluttony where everybody's eating and drinking everything. And this is what I was thinking about with that.
That's what Mardi Gras is.
Well, but they
it's a big ass party before you go into Lent.
But think about why, Maldoror. You had to get rid of this shit. You couldn't just like put your shit in a freezer for, you know what I'm saying? It's like this period
sort of
eating everything and getting rid of everything.
Sort of.
Didn't it go bad during that period of fasting?
If I'm not drinking, I'm better if there's stuff, like if I've got a box of wine in the house, like if I have stuff available to me. I think this is curious. Like, if there's nothing available to me, I feel like it's not up to me, right? I'm not making a choice. Whereas if I want to have booze in the house when I'm not drinking.
Isn't that what people feel, though, when they say let go and let God?
I don't know about God.
Well,
Did you see how I made it?
You covered the mic when you were saying...
After I coughed?
Yes, yes.
I'm so good at this radio thing.
So anyway, I did introduce some new music in that first set.
Oh, God, I hated one of those
things. That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. That's not who I want to focus on. We were busy with the congressman while my favorite two songs were being played. It's Mama Duke, who's my new favorite artist. I just love those two songs that we played. I love the lyrics in Open Your Eyes. Can't wait to see more from her. In the background, it's not new music, but it's new music to us, and this is from one of my apprenticeship homies. I told you we went, I'm not going to say we were like on benders, because maybe teachers are listening, but Tuesday and Thursday night we went out, and it's like you think you know something about these guys, but almost everyone, Maldoror, has some cool side hustle or some other interest that I think is fascinating. And Chris P is...
People are not defined by their jobs.
The DJ that is supplying the background music, which is terrifically confounded with the noise that's going on outside.
The carnival parade.
But Chris P, Señor Peñas, is the one who supplied today's bed music. So thanks so much, DJ Chris P. Is there life over there, Maldoror? Because your set's up next.
Oh, fuck, it's my turn?
Yeah. I mean, in my next set, I'm going to do Carnival, sort of. But...
I don't know what I'm doing.
That much is clear.
Let's do this. Let's get rid of that. I absolutely hated one of the things you played, and so you'll probably absolutely hate this.
Fair trade.
This is Steve Earle.
on Radio Valencia.
Actually, I think it's Waylon Jennings, actually. Radio Valencia.
Still.fm.
Down the road a ways, I've heard say a new day's coming on. Where the women folks are friendly and the law leaves you alone. Well, I believe it when I see it, but I haven't seen it yet. Don't mind me, just keep on talking, I'm just looking for my hat. Ain't no God in Mexico, ain't no way to understand how that border crossing feeling makes a fool out of a man. If I had not seen the sunshine, hell, I would not cuss your rain. Would have fit a railroad track and I made one hell of a train. Me and Louise Higginbotham used to race across the yard. Back in 1947, that's when more than times were hard. Well, pity me, I didn't see the line in time like a fool. Front of God and everybody, I politely blew my cool. Ain't no God in Mexico, ain't no comfort in the camp. When you're down in Matamor, it's getting busted by the man. If I had not seen the sunshine, hell, I would not cuss your rain. Feet would have fit a railroad track, I guess I'd have been a train.
Tucson with no destination in mind. I was running from trouble and the jail term the judge had in mind. And the border meant freedom, a new life, romance. That's why I thought I should go and start my life over on the seashores of old Mexico. My first night in Juarez, I lost all the money I had. One bad señorita made use of one innocent lad. But I must keep on running, it's too late to turn back. I'm wanted in Tucson, I know. Yeah, and things will blow over on the seashores of old Mexico. Two Mexican farmers en route to a town I can't say. Let me ride on the back of a flatbed half loaded with hay. Down through Durango, Colima, Almira, then into Manzanillo, where I slept in the sunshine on the seashores of old Mexico. After one long siesta, I came wide awake in the night. I was startled by someone who shadowed the pale moonlight. My newfound companion, one young señorita, who offered a broken hello. She found on the seashores of old Mexico. She spoke of Sonora and swore that she'd never return. Her Mexican husband, she really had. She loved a gringo, my red hair and lingo. That's all I needed to know. Yeah, I found what I needed on the seashores of old Mexico. Yeah, she loved a gringo, my red hair and lingo. That's all I needed to know. Yeah, I found what I needed on the seashores of old Mexico.
I hear mariachi static on my radio, and the tubes, they glow in the dark. And I'm there with her in Ensenada, and I'm hearing Echo Park. Carmelita, hold me tighter, I think I'm sinking down. And I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town. Here playing solitaire with my pearl-handled deck. The county won't give me no more methadone. They cut off your welfare check. Carmelita, hold me tighter, I think I'm sinking down. I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town.
Seems kind of hyped up. This is Shay's choice of background music this week. A little bit of a mood shift, I guess. Anyway, She's outside smoking.
No. It's just there's a purple smoke maker and reggaeton. How can I not be watching?
I don't know. Anyway, this is, who's your homie that's doing background music this week?
Crispy. Just goes by Crispy on SoundCloud.
Crispy. All right.
Crispy. Chris Paynes is a good dude. That's a good dude. Also, it's just fun to know that everybody has, like you were saying, like they're human. No, but they, you know, more interesting than what we do for work.
Yeah, I don't know anyone does. I didn't know a friend of mine was a dentist until he looked at my x-rays and I posted online and was like, are you sure about this, man? Because that looks all fucked up to me.
So, let's get back to, we got to walk the listeners into how we ended up with that last set, which I feel like we failed to do until this moment.
I think we failed to do a lot of things, but yeah.
That's true, but this is the stark one. Maldror went to Mexico to get his teeth managed. He's been posting about it like a boomer, which
like
he's
an
not.
Old
yeah. And sharing his bloody extracted tooth, but then also sharing how much money he saved in having done it.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's the best possible dental care I could have had, but it was $15,000 cheaper than what my dentist here was quoting me.
And then you spent 5 days in Mexico, which doesn't sound like it didn't suck, right?
It was so hot because global warming, but
also Mexico's warm.
Weirdly, Cabo is 15 degrees cooler than San Jose del Cabo. No one cares. Let's talk about the weather on the radio. I had a tooth extracted and a socket put in for an implant. And
then he fell down the stairs. So his head...
And I haven't been able to eat solid food.
...is not in good shape.
So, yeah. One side of my head has a missing tooth. The other side of my head hit my stone steps today. Or, yeah, it probably was today. I don't know what fucking time it was.
But this is how we ended up with Maldoror's topic of Mexico, which explains your last set.
And what did I play?
Which we love to back announce. Because we're super professional.
I played...
And you blame me about KEXP.
Ain't No God in Mexico by Waylon Jennings, which is the live version from 1976, I think. And we heard The Seahorses of Old Mexico by Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson. And I don't remember what I played last. Is it still in the thingy? Nope. All right. I have no idea what I played last. I was outside watching reggaeton.
Yeah, reggaeton with purple smoke. I feel like these are my
people. You're saying there's better things to do than listen to our radio show?
I'm just saying I feel like some of their music is better than... or yeah, I
Not
mean,
that fucking mumble rap you played.
Agreed, but I still stand by Mama Duke and in the introduction of Mama Duke.
All right, well...
She's a fantastic new artist. I just... Listen, honestly, if you heard that song, that last one that she played... I'm just as good as you are, but feels so good to be you. And you're not dancing to it. Maldoror, I think there's something more broken with you than our radio frequency, because that song is so good.
I don't know if you could tell the...
it's very good.
There was something. There was background music playing really loud that entire time. That whole mic break was brought to you by the Waterboys, apparently. Goddamn. Great band, but not what I would have chosen to be blasting away in the headphones. Anyway, should we start on your next set?
Yes. Here's a...
Yes, was the word
yes
I'm
and.
For.
There's a caveat,
God
though.
Damn it.
I'm just saying, I feel like a show with primarily Mexican music is a little bit like culturally deaf on a date like today.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I feel like we should go like
white?
Brazilian, you know, or New Orleans, or people that... You know,
I think you're whitewashed, trying to whitewash this. Like, seriously, you're trying to be like, oh,
I'm trying to whitewash it.
You've got to expand the fucking palette of the music we play.
Just the awareness of that we're going sort of.
I was
like
in Mexico. Correspondingly,
that's right.
I'm playing
it's
some
more
music.
About you. It's all about you. It's all about Maldoror. That's right. Yes. So, listen.
Now you understand.
Did you want to... Yes, I'm sorry. It takes me so long to catch up. Did you want to go to Mexico and Cuba and Newland Perry, or did you want to do my regular carnival sort of segment?
I played... I queued up the second set. Do you want the third set?
It's up to you. Because it's always up to you.
Yeah, because I'm the one who pushes the goddamn buttons.
Maldoror's eye makeup looks amazing. Whoever does her makeup is just like, whatever that purple hue is, I just haven't seen it.
Smoky?
On the MAC cosmetic counter. I just, it's so singular.
I'm really bad at this radio thing. All right.
We're so glad you're in charge.
Eins, zwei, drei?
Which segment did you want to go for?
I don't want, you asked me to queue up three. That was what the delay was.
Great. There. Here's to Mexico and Cuba and New Linda Perry.
Radio Valencia.
We'll make it make sense. FM.
Thank you. mataron las palabras, nos mataron la esperanza. Persiguieron con redada, acribillaron con las balas, enterraron con las balas en la escala. Somos los sin cara, los sin nombre, los nadie, los nada. Somos los asesinados, cada uno en socialdemocracia falsa. No estamos en tus museos y nuestros cuerpos no caben en tus medios. Somos cuarta, quinta categoría, los humanos sin derechos, sin reparos, sin dinero, sin techo. Los que te refriegan en tu cara, que somos miles, miles y miles. Despierto, pensaste matarnos, pero nos multiplicamos. Somos las semillas que no murieron en vano. Y ahora nos toca librarnos, levantarnos. Somos el rayo, somos el rayo.
lies. Nature's beauty, charm and grace, said corruption in the face. Fortune teller, all is known. A grifter, a con on a trickster's throne. Of all your sins, you gave me strength, but not enough. So I drank black water from a demon's cup. Fought the battles with the child's sword. I stabbed the monster, but lost the war. Licked the wounds to ease the pain. Oh, well, of deception running through these veins. Let the healing begin. I said, rest in peace. You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
The only place that'll tolerate us.
Streaming live from the Mission, where we are deeply in competition.
For?
With the carnival festivities that are happening right outside. If you're in the neighborhood, check out the headdresses. Check out the purple, green, and yellow smoke. Check it out. We are deeply in competition. Now, that last set, Maldor didn't argue with very much of it.
I really like that Linda Perry song.
The title that I had for this was Mexico and Cuba, New Linda Perry. And okay, I love that I interrupted you right after you said, but...
But?
But, what is the big but for the new Linda Perry?
I don't know what I was going to say. You interrupted me.
I'm so glad.
I lost my train of thought.
I'm glad, because it was going to be negative. That was Let It Die Here by Linda Perry. That's a title track off her new album. She has a solo album. It was released last month. She also released a new album with Four Non Blondes. Yeah. But this is the whole thing. Like, her solo album is completely different than the tracks that she released for Four Non Blondes. And I really enjoyed, I mean, I downloaded at least five of these. Another one that you can look forward to on this album, I really enjoyed. It's pretty short, but I loved it. It's called Anxiety. It's very Pink Floyd. She's just deeply talented in representing San Francisco. I don't know. Or
I keep trying to turn down the background noise, and it's
outside. It's the parade. I know. I closed the door, and like our windows are vibrating. So yeah. So we don't need background music. It's just what's happening in the neighborhood here. But that was Let It Die Here. That was the title track off of her new solo album, which at 61.
That was the best thing you played in years.
By Linda Perry. Before that, not Mexico, but Cuba. Oh, also, wait. Hey, there's another one. I think it's called... It's not Glen Park. What is it called? It's a San Francisco BART station. Gosh darn it. One of her better songs on the album is Balboa. It's Balboa Park. Anyway, check out the new Linda Perry album. Before that, we heard Candela by the Buena Vista Social Club, which is, of course, not Mexican. And it's I don't think that they celebrate, you know, Carnival in Cuba. But the... That is where the Buena Vista Social Club originated. Before that, we heard...
And I hated that.
Yeah, that's a personal problem. You have a story about that.
Well, it's
musically,
just,
I don't know what issue you have with it.
I have no issue with it musically.
Okay.
Or culturally.
Okay.
However, in San Francisco in the 90s and early 2000s, when you got your restaurant license, they also gave you a copy of the Buena Vista Social Club. Literally every place you went ever
had to play it.
Was playing fucking Buena Vista Social Club.
Is that why? Do you think I'm like a little duckling that just had it imprinted on me, like when I was younger, hanging around San Francisco? Like, do you think that's possible?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that was Candela by the Buena Vista Social Club, which probably
hated it.
That's fine. That's a personal problem. We also heard from Tom Morello and the Bloody Beetroots. That was cool.
Liked it okay.
Lightning Over Mexico. Tom Morello, who you may remember.
Yeah, that had a random ass guitar
from
solo.
Audio Slave and Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love Tom Morello, and I'd love to play him just to remind him that I am his next ex-wife. Opening up the set, we heard Tulum, which is a place in Mexico. So that was actually... I haven't. Oh, you were there for a wedding. You DJed a wedding in Tulum?
Yes. One of my favorite DJ sets ever. One of my two top DJ sets ever was on a beach in Tulum.
And that was by Vandalux, a guy who's... He lives here in the city, so I thought, let's go ahead and feature him. In that set, the only new music... However, it's very rare for me to bring new music, even though...
I haven't played shit that's new this week.
Even though the entire idea behind the show, or at least what we advertise, is that we'll play new music.
Theoretically.
That was Linda Perry. Hey, and also, wait, no, let me interrupt you.
Wait. We're both pointing at each other.
We're so good at having a radio show. Part of the reason I love to include Linda Perry, just by the by, is because in my closing set, I play Christina Aguilera, who I absolutely love. And the song in particular that I happen to play that is on topic for Carnival was produced by Linda Perry. In fact, she did a two-disc set. I know you're rolling your eyes, but I fucking love Christina Aguilera. I love her. She's so deeply talented. She's talented.
She had nice abs in the 90s.
It doesn't matter. What are you talking about? Are you body shaming?
No.
Okay.
I was
body praising.
Yeah.
Okay. Not to say that she's fallen off.
I don't know what she looks like these days.
Anyway, the point was, in the third set, we'll hear from her. It's a song that was produced by Linda Perry back in 2006. And in fact, Linda Perry produced the entire... she released it as a two-disc situation, Back to Basics. It's a good... If you're into that, I fucking love Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, she's all right.
And
I guess.
Often get not I don't have an excuse to play her on this
Kesha.
Show.
Kesha? Yeah.
Disagree. 100% disagree.
All right, I will prove this to you next week, but not now because I have stuff to do. Shall we just jump into... Actually, should I play the 9-minute or 4-minute version of the song?
Up to you. It depends on your desperation level at this point in the show. I want to thank our listeners, new today and our regular Sunday listeners, for being with us.
No, come on in. Hi.
Come on in.
Hello, random people that have wandered in off the street.
How are you guys?
And apparently brought food.
We are live on air.
At
RadioValencia.fm. This show is called The Cure to Catastrophe.
And this is Mexico Sundown Blues. by James Ray and the Performance.